Good, very early morning, Indianapolis. This is obviously Dan talking to you. And I should be sleeping right now. In fact, I don't have that many hours until I have to wake up for work, so I should be sleeping, but I'm not. I am not sleeping. Anyways, I was kind of up late last night, and the last week has been kind of a mess, and I don't want to go into that because, frankly, it's almost too much of a mess to even put into proper, into any type of proper description. Like, I can try to describe it almost in symbolism, but the last week has just been chaos. I mean, the only thing I can say is that the last week, and especially the last month, or maybe the last few months, has been proof that no matter where you are, and I don't care where you are, you could be, you know, President Obama's number one advisor. You could be some high-level jackass working at the Federal Reserve. You could be a super, you know, high-level thug in the military-industrial complex or some ordinary schmo. It doesn't really matter. Everywhere you go, whatever country you're in, the more that country has been connected to what I would call, in sarcastic air quotes, the modern world, the more that country or society is connected to the sarcastic air quotes modern world, the more likely that society is under pressure right now. Now, we can debate whether it's all the result of money printing or the result of peak oil or the result of some great world conspiracy, but the fact is people are under pressure. So the last week, yeah, it's been crazy, and the last month has been crazy, and some things have happened at work that have made things uber crazy, but, you know, that's okay, because life can be like that sometimes, you know? Sometimes the river is fast, and sometimes the river is slow. But this podcast is really not about that. It's about something a bit darker and scarier. In fact, it's really scary. In fact, I don't even want to talk about it in a way, but I'm going to, because it's a real fear, and sometimes the best way to deal with fear is to talk about it and to explore the possibility of whether it's rational or not, really. But the topic is related to Fukushima, and here's the deal. You know, Fukushima happened in 2011, just about, you know, 5 years ago. Essentially, it happened in March, so, you know, it's not exactly 5 years ago, but yeah, it happened about 5 years ago. And for the last 5 years, Fukushima has been pumping highly radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean, and the nuclear industrial complex has spent, you know, millions, if not billions of dollars trying to convince people that it's no big deal, that even radiation might be good for you, which is pretty much insane. Radiation is essentially a damaging force. It damages tissue. It comes in many forms. There's alpha radiation, beta radiation, neutron radiation, gamma radiation, X-ray radiation. There's all forms of radiation. Technically, when you stand outside, you're absorbing radiation. You are. But there are forms of radiation that are safe, essentially, and useful. Like, for example, the visible light spectrum is useful. The light that plants absorb is useful. Plants love that kind of light, but if you try to feed a plant X-rays, I'm going to let you in a little secret. Plants do not live or thrive off of X-rays. If you tried to pump a plant with X-rays, the only thing that would happen is you'd kill the plant. So this bullshit about the radiation being good for you, well, here's the deal. There are probably levels of radiation that are not immediately harmful, and there are probably levels of radiation in the background that are just plain acceptable because there's nothing you can do about it. But to argue that additional levels of radiation could be good for you, I think is just ridiculous. Anyways, Fukushima has been going on for a while now, and it's been going on for so long that it just makes me question what the priorities of the media are, what the priorities of the American people are, what the priorities of the so-called green movement is or are. You know, what are their priorities? Because we are living in the midst of one of the greatest ecological disasters of the last 100 years. This is way worse than what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. This is way worse than anything we've ever done. What happened at Fukushima was not a simple meltdown. It was technically a China syndrome. The reactors essentially exploded. And also, so you know, there are pieces of Fukushima reactor core all over the planet. That's how bad it was. The thing cooked off. And what it left behind was tons and tons and tons of highly radioactive waste and the other part of the reactor core that we now basically keeps melting deeper and deeper. And yeah, the Japanese have their ice wall that they put up, and they're attempting to contain it, but it's really horrible. That's my point. Do your own research, but from what I can tell, it really is one of the worst ecological disasters of the last 100 years. And what makes this kind of scary is nobody's talking about it. I mean, yes, every once in a while you'll get a pup piece in the press about some new robot the Japanese have designed to help them clean up the mess. And every once in a while you hear, oh yeah, Japan's turning its reactors back on, so things must be okay. Well, here's the point. Do your own research on Fukushima, okay? But here's the point. If Fukushima is as bad as I think it is, and I think it is that bad, I think it is an extraordinary ecological disaster. Essentially, we are conducting an experiment in the Pacific Ocean that has never occurred to our knowledge, and we have no fucking idea what's going to happen. In fact, some of the strange things we've seen in the Pacific over the last 4 or 5 years, to be blunt, they seem more related to ecological collapse syndrome than to fucking global warming. But that's the kind of the point. The climate change thing, it also acts as cover for shit like this. So here's this thing. Here's Fukushima that could be this horrible ecological disaster destroying the Pacific Ocean, and nothing's being done. And that, in some ways, is my counter-argument, and this is going to seem a little bit strange, but that, in many ways, is my counter-argument to the quote-unquote alternative media people who say that the New World Order folks will not allow a nuclear war. Folks, if they're going to allow the Pacific Ocean to become a giant radioactive toilet bowl, I promise you, they're okay with using nukes. In many ways, nukes are way cleaner than a fucking reactor blowing up. Let me explain why. With a properly designed modern nuclear weapon, much or most of the fissile material gets converted to either, pure energy, or gets converted to radioactive materials and kinetic energy that becomes quote-unquote acceptable levels of radiation in a relatively short period of time. And neutron bombs, or improved nuclear munitions, are even higher on the energy scale, which means they produce even more energy in the form of gamma rays and neutrons, and they produce less in the form of energy that also results in radioactive materials left behind. Anyways, the point is, if you compare a nuke going off to a reactor melting down, they're both horrible, horrible events, but one has a predictable endpoint. I mean, you can move into Hiroshima, a few decades after the bomb goes off. No one's going to be going back to fucking Fukushima for a goddamn long time. So when people tell me in the alternative media, oh, the New World Order, though, they'll never allow a nuclear war, so don't worry about that. Just buy some Bitcoin and ride your bike to Fossil and you'll be fine. You can be a fucking moron if you want to, but the Pacific Ocean ain't a fucking pond. It's part of a complex ecosystem. So either these people are fucking crazy-ass stupid, and that could be true, or they just don't give a shit because they know what's coming. They know that within a matter of years, maybe 5 years, maybe a year, maybe a decade, they know that the entire planet will probably be subjected to a limited-scale nuclear war. I mean, it's a nuclear war that they probably think they can quote-unquote win. Which, winning for me, I don't know what the fuck that means. Winning means for them in that scenario. I have no idea what being a winner in a nuclear war really means. But I think in the calculus of the neocons, they think that they can win a nuclear war. So I don't think they give a shit about Fukushima. In fact, I think they'll probably target a a massive megaton warhead at Fukushima to just cook off the rest of the reactor that's there and to spread it around the world so that it becomes everybody's problem instantaneously and nobody needs to think about it any longer. And who gives a fuck? If a nuclear war happens, somebody's going to nuke Fukushima just to fucking clean up the mess, because that's how the neocons work, okay? They don't actually solve problems. What they do is they figure out ways to cover them up. So yeah, this is not a good situation. If I'd seen real action on Fukushima, like if I actually believed that people in positions of authority really gave a shit, I might have a different opinion. But to me, Fukushima is almost an elegantly simple proof that we're probably looking at a nuclear war within 12 to 18 months. Because here's the deal, folks. The cancer that's mostly happening in Japan, well, that cancer is going to start happening in California, Oregon, Washington State, British Columbia, Alaska. And as it gets worse, it'll be more difficult to pretend it has nothing to do with Fukushima. So yeah, it doesn't really look that good. But it's Monday, so fuck it.